Hang Out with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Of course, I have got all the best news and things to do in and around Joburg this week and coming up in the next couple of weeks. And I also have an exclusive one-on-one interview with Mark Anthony Bingham, who is one of the first contestants, along with his celebrity partner, Tumi Foster, to be voted out of the Tropica Island of Treasure Season 8. That just happened last night, and I got to catch up with Mark Anthony just after his after he left the island. So do stay tuned. That is coming up a little bit later. So, things to do. Silver Star Casino in the West Rand have got a super busy March month lined up. And if you're looking for fun things to do, then this is just the place. So, if you love rugby, on the 17th of March, Silver Star will be transformed into an all-green venue in celebration of the age-old Irish tradition of St. Patrick's Day. You can catch the England versus Ireland game on the square, and there'll be themed food specials which will be served from 4 till 10, and there'll be lots of drinks and plenty of rugby geers. So do make sure that you get yourself down to the square at Silver Star on Saturday the 17th of March to join in all the fun. If you haven't yet been to Future Park, this is something you want to go to and take the kids to. I promise you, I went through to the opening and I was absolutely spellbound. So basically what it is they've converted the globe at Silver Star into an interactive, otherworldly experience which has been seen by more than 4 million children across the world, and it is certainly worth a stroll through. Very interactive. Kids can color in and then scan their, there's a little sort of like a fish tank, so they can scan their jellyfish or their fish or whatever it is that they've colored in into the system, and it will pop out as a live animated object on the screens, swimming around with all the other things. I mean, it's really, really cute. I really enjoyed that. And there's loads and loads of games using technology, scanners, and sensors that make colorful drawings come to life, and it's a completely unique digital universe, and it is a must-see. I always joke that I'm about 6 years old inside, and I certainly felt it. So make sure that you check out Future Park now on at Silver Star Casino. It is open from 10 till 6 daily, and a walkthrough will take you about 2 hours. If you love good entertainment, you want to catch Prime Circle. They will also be at Silver Star on Saturday the 10th of March, that's this Saturday, as well as the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which will be starting next week, the 14th of March, and running until the 22nd of April. So the Hollywood Walk of Fame is a tribute to the greatest music from some of the greatest movies of all time. And like any show at Barnyard Theatre, you are guaranteed to be on your feet, dancing, singing, clapping, and stomping along. So that promises to be really great. And then obviously for the littlies, the Easter Playground is back from Thursday the 30th of March to Sunday the 8th of April. So if you want to take the kids along to a fantastical Easter Wonderland on the square, you can do so from 10 till 5 daily. And kids get to enjoy a range of Easter-themed activities that are available, as well as an added surprise, which is the Easter Bunny, who will be handing out chocolates over the weekend. The entrance is free, so make sure that you get across to the square at Silver Star. And then, of course, on the casino floor, currently running is Silver Star's Time to Shine gaming promotion, which is going to be running until the 31st of March. And the promotion offers cardholders the chance to win cash and car prizes to the value of 2.2 million rand. Who wouldn't want to win, right? So if you want to find out more about everything that I've spoken about here, you can head across to Silver Star's website, which is silverstarcasino.co.za, or alternatively, you can head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, and check out my Hello March Month at Silver Star post. I've listed everything there, as well as all the times and everything, so you can go and check that out. If you are looking for something romantic to do, looking to spoil that special person in your life, and I mean, I know my January turned into February and budget is tight. So I'm super excited that Monty's Night Out for Two is back with some new restaurants on the cards. So for the next 10 weeks, Monte Casino brings its popular Night Out for Two promotion back to you, and you can treat your loved one to drinks, a movie, a two-course dinner, and your parking's included for only 380 Rand. Say what? That is absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. And the most exciting thing is that Monte Casino's brand new restaurants are the talk of the town. So you want to check this out. This is valued at 800 Rand. So the Night Out for Two promotion saves you an incredible 420 Rand. And you can start with drinks for two at the Buzzing Milk and Honey Bar on the piazza or on the casino floor. And then you can choose your meal and dessert for two from four varied options. Fire Room, which I'm actually heading through to this evening to go and check them out. I'm so excited. You can check out La Rosa Mexican Grill. You can head to Lima Tapas Bar, which is a Latin American fusion tapas bar, and I absolutely love their food. Or the Meat Company, which is renowned for its wide range of glorious, tender, and delicious meat-centric dishes. And then you can go and check out a 2D movie at Movies at Monte. They've got 15 state-of-the-art cinemas, so you can choose from any movie that you'd like to see, and you get two parking vouchers at Monte Casino, which is also included in the Night Out for Two package. But that is not all. You can stand a chance to win a two-night bed and breakfast stay for two at the iconic Beverly Hills Hotel in Umhlanga, valued at 14,000 Rand, just by purchasing your Night Out for Two package. How incredible is that? I think I'm going to do that while I'm there this evening. Who doesn't want to go and stay at the Beverly Hills Hotel in Umhlanga? Like me, definitely. So you can find out more on sohosan.com, or alternatively head to my website, heatherhook.com, and click on the Monty's Night Out for Two and check that out. So I am totally addicted to the Tropica Island of Treasure. It has been nail-biting, and it has been quite the ride. I must say I was on the edge of my seat last night, and the very first elimination took place in the Tropica Island of Treasure on SABC 3 last night. And after receiving the lowest number of points throughout the first round of challenges, 5FM presenter Tumi Foster and her partner Mark Anthony Bingham were booted off the island. Oh no, what a pity. I was lucky enough, however, to catch up with Mark Anthony and find out a little bit more about his time on the island, what experiences he had, what he would go back and do again if he could. So have a little listen as I chat to Mark Anthony Bingham.
Being on Tropica Island of Treasure season 8 was amazing. The island was amazing. The flight to the island was amazing. The jetty to the island was amazing. Who knew you could fly and then take a boat? Yeah, it was just amazing. And it was a first time experience for me being out of South Africa and into a foreign country. But can I tell you that this was amazing? Clear waters, blue skies, fish like literally under your feet, the shark feeding, the villas, the water villas especially, wow. My word, I felt like I was floating and drifting, slowly drifting. But hey, man, it was amazing. By the grace of God, I made it to the Maldives, and I was one of the contestants. So, what more can I say? And what surprised me most about myself on the island is that even though I got not voted out, but left the island the first to leave the island, it was a bit heartbreaking. And to leave the island, you don't leave the island, be the first to leave the island. But I could say that I really dealt well with it, and that is what surprised me more, because I normally just break down and because I'm so competitive. But leaving the island at that moment in time really showed me that I have grown, and that I have to enjoy the moment while it lasts, So this is what I take from that experience. I got to know new people. I got to meet an amazing cast. I got to meet, you know, a different culture, and I am so impressed with myself.
So if you missed seeing The Color Purple at Joburg Theatre, the current run has just finished, and you're kicking yourself, then do not fear, because I have some very good news for you. The show was so good that it is coming back. I am so excited. This is probably one of the best South African theatre productions and musicals that I have seen in a very, very, very long time. So The Color Purple will be heading back to the Mandela Stage at Joburg Theatre in Women's Month. Yay! So the show will be running from August the 7th through to August 26th, and this will also include 7 special students-only daytime performances for youngsters aged 13 and over to join together in discovering the treasures and lessons to be learned from this musical adaptation of Alice Walker's 1983 Pulitzer Prize-winning novel. Evening performances are on the 8th, 16th, and 23rd, and will be sold at a 2 for the price of 1 in order to give even greater access to the theatre, to Joburg audiences. So if you want to book your tickets, do not miss out. Do not dilly-dally, because you will regret this. This was absolutely brilliant. You can phone Joburg Theatre on 0861 670 670, or you can go online at joburgtheatre.com, or you can also book in person at the Joburg Theatre box office, or at Pick and Pay stores, or alternatively head to my website heatherhook.com and click on The Color Purple post, and you can get all the dates and all your booking information there. Speaking of booking tickets, if you also don't have your tickets yet for Katy Perry, who's coming to South Africa on the 18th of July, then you want to make sure that you get them. Tickets were selling so quickly that they've actually just released some more tickets. Additional seated tickets went on sale, I think, at the end of last week. The 20th of July show is already sold out, so it's only available for the 18th of July. Head on over to bigconcerts.co.za and make sure to get your tickets ASAP. Tickets range in price from 575 through to 1,535 rand, depending on where you're seated, etc., etc. And this is for Witness, the tour, which is Katie's first run since her Prismatic World Tour, which concluded in 2015. So you do not want to miss this if you are a Katy Perry fan like I am. Speaking of entertainers, some local musicians, local rock royalty that we absolutely adore, Prime Circle, have just completed a highly successful international album tour, and their Pretty Like the Sun summer tour across Southern Africa was a huge success, and they have just released their new 10-track album, If You Don't, You Never Will. And they will have 2 shows across 2 nights of unhinged rock in Joburg on the 23rd and 24th of March at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. So if you love local music and you love rock and you love Prime Circle, please make sure that you book your tickets Friday the 23rd and Saturday the 24th of March. The show starts at 8 p.m. The doors open at 7 p.m. That's at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. And the tickets are from 250 rand. No kids under the age of 3. And you can get your tickets on CompuTicket.com or alternatively, again, on my website, heatherhook.com. Something to put in the diary and make sure you get your tickets for. I highly enjoyed the event last year, and I'm so excited that wine venue super popular Chardonnay and Pinot Noir Festival is heading back our way on Thursday the 10th of May. It will once again take place in the beautiful Crystal Room at the Killarney Country Club from 6 till 9 p.m. There are only 300 tickets available to this event, and the tickets cost 250 rand per person, which includes your tasting glass as well as light snacks, which are chosen to complement the styles of wines being sampled. Now, what makes this so or such a different event is that not only do you get to taste some great Chardonnays and Pinot Noirs, but the wines will also be on sale on the night, often at less than retail prices, and some of the wines are actually no longer available on the general marketplace. So you have a chance of maybe getting your hands on 10 bottles of an amazing Chardonnay that's just no longer available. You never know what you might find. So that's going to be absolutely amazing. Ataraxia is going to be there with their Pinot Noir 2015 and their Chardonnay 2016. The Fondelung Chardonnay 2017 is going to be there. Chardonnay Constantia Chardonnay 2017 and other farms that will be represented include Glen Ellie, Springfield, Bouchard Finlayson, and Domaine des Deux. So that is absolutely fantastic. So as I said, only 300 tickets are available for this event on the 10th of May at Killarney Country Club. Make sure you head on over to webtickets.co.za, or you can also get your tickets from Wine Menu, which is located in the Bluebird Shopping Center in Illovo, or of course my website. If you love a great laugh, and to be honest, I do, and sometimes the state of our nation has me almost in despair, but I am very excited that Anna Lakshmi is going to be heading to the stage at Empress Palace. So basically, Anna Lakshmi's African Adventure is a hilarious musical comedy about being an Indian national taking refuge in South Africa, and this one-woman show will take place for the very first time in Joburg on the 24th of March at the Theatre of Marcellus. She does a whole variety of sort of singing and talking in a variety of Indian vernacular, as well as old and contemporary English music. And Anna Lakshmi tackles family, social, economic, and political issues, all from an Indian living in South African point of view. And it promises to be really, really, really funny. So make sure you've got your tickets. That's the 24th of March, 2018. The venue is the Theatre of Marcellus at Empress Palace. Tickets are available from R120 per person through CompuTicket. And the show is proudly brought to you in association with Blue Blood. Last but not least, don't forget, competition will be closing a little bit later this week. I have two absolutely adorable bunny cakes to give away from Chris at the Red Velveteer. They're so cute. I've got one bunny top and one bunny bottom to give away. If you head on over to heatherhook.com and click on the competitions tab, you'll be able to have a look at what they look like. They are absolutely gorgeous. They're valued at R100 each, and they make the perfect little extra accessory or addition to your Easter table or even an Easter gift for somebody special. So make sure to head on over to heatherhook.com, click on competitions, click on the bunny cake tab, and make sure to enter, because I'll be closing that a little bit later this week and announcing the winner, so that you've got time to get your cake from the Red Velveteer just in time for Easter. That is it from me for this week. I'll be back with you again next week. If you are on social media and you'd like to engage with me, I am on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm also on Facebook, so facebook.com/HeatherLHook. And I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And of course the website, in case you didn't get it, heatherhook.com. And I'll be back with you next week with more exciting news of what's on the go in and around this beautiful city of Joburg that we live in. Have an absolutely wonderful day. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.